Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And I'm always so grateful that we get to share this time together. So thank you for joining along as we're studying through the words of Paul in this book of Galatians. And let's go to the Lord together in prayer before our study begins. Heavenly Father, again we sit with your word in hand, knowing that you want to teach us about the principles that you have in your kingdom. Lord, you want us to know about you and your son Jesus. And Lord, you promised that you would send your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. And Lord, that it's not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit that these things are done. And so we're grateful today that we have you along with us. And we ask that you'd open our hearts and our minds, our eyes and our ears to be able to receive that which you have for us today. And we'll thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is No Vain Glory, Envy, or Provoking. It's taken from the book of Galatians, chapter 5 and verse 26. As we have studied through chapter 5 of Galatians, Paul the Apostle has been very thorough with the church members and us about the reasons that attempting to return to obedience to the law for salvation is an error. The flesh nature manifests itself in such a way that it is contrary to the law. And without the fruit of the Spirit within us or within our lives, we will not live according to the way God desires. However, if we are led and walk in God's Spirit, we will have no need of the law, for we will obey it. Paul gives one final exhortation to the church members in chapter 5 and verse 26 concerning this area. As he ends this chapter in the book of Galatians, he wrote, "Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another." Paul begins with the words, "Let us not," which means don't allow it. Don't cause it to be so. Do not permit it. And it infers there is a choice. We may allow it if we are able to not allow it. And Paul encourages them toward obedience and simply, do not allow it. However, what is it that Paul desires that they not allow? First, Paul says, let us not be desirous of vainglory. Vainglory is glorying without reason, being conceited, and empty credit. Oh, how easy it is to pursue vainglory among other people. People enjoy getting praise. They enjoy having someone make over them greatly, and they enjoy having a false pretense of obtaining the credit for some accomplishment or status. Paul says us, which means he possibly had a propensity toward this idea too. Nonetheless, we are encouraged by him to not be desirous of such pride-filled venues. Secondly, Paul adds, provoking one another. Provoking has the idea of calling forth, challenge to combat, or contest with another person, to provoke or irritate. The Galatians were not to be challenging one another as in arguments and confrontations. Often when people disagree with one another, especially when they differ in matters of the flesh and spirit, they confront one another and act combative. The Galatians were not to participate in such divisive actions. Finally, Paul tells the Galatians they were not to be envying one another. We shared together about envy when we listed the manifestations of the flesh. It means someone else has something we desire, and we want it for ourselves. It is love threatened from within, and it makes the person who envies feel less valuable if they do not possess what another has. The Galatians were not to be this way. If they were led by the Spirit of God, and they walked in the Spirit, they would not be envious of anyone, and their satisfaction within would come from their relationship with Jesus Christ. These are quite the traits that Paul has challenged us with today. We should ask, are we puffed up with pride and conceit and desirous of vainglory? Do we tend to provoke one another with argumentative doctrine and combative ideas? Are we envying one another and feel that we are somehow not as valuable within because we do not have what another has? These questions and more should be our meditation today as we finish this chapter in the book of Galatians. And perhaps the words of Paul will encourage us toward the value of walking in God's Spirit in every moment of our lives. Next time, we will begin a new chapter and discover what Paul has to say about when we are taken in a fault. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.